relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and I'm so excited to introduce the dynamic duo, my guest hosts for today, none other than Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Well, thank you so much, Seb. Dynamic duo is an understatement. So happy to be here with my friend Jen Horn of AM 870 The Answer out in Los Angeles. At Jennifer Horn, you can find her. And, of course, I'm Grant Stinchfield. Stinchfield 1776 on just about every social media platform you can find.
That wasn't the year you were born, right?
No, it was not. It okay. was the birth year of something. I'll let everybody out there try to figure it out. But what could it be? So, Jennifer, you know, you and I are very much alike in the fact that we don't really like callers to drive the ship, right?
I mean,
we're the captain of our own vehicle.
And that's with a P, ship with a P.
Yes, ship with a P. Of course, we don't want the FCC coming down on us.
No, okay, yeah.
So we were going to move on. We're going to move on to this topic of vaccine passports. And even more than that, really, is just mandatory vaccinations, right? Mm-hmm. So whether companies, universities, and all this thing. And we are going to do that. So, and I want to hear from everybody out there. 833-33-GORKA, 833-4-6752. Okay, that's the number to weigh in on that. But before we do that, because Prince, I guess that's his real name, is Prince, okay? Mm-hmm. He threatened us, basically. And I don't like turning down
a
challenge.
He laid down the gauntlet, right.
We said we were clearing the line since we're moving on topics, but he says we were afraid to talk to him because he somehow says that cops have murdered black men a lot. That's what history shows. So I figured I'll let Prince have his say, and then we'll move on. So Prince in I guess it's a – is it L.A. or Louisiana? Where are you? Oh, he
come
dropped.
On, Prince.
So how about that? You know, as
you want to make this phone call and you lay down the challenge and we don't want to talk to you. So we, against our better broadcasting school judgment, go to you and you're going to hang up. Are you kidding?
Right. You know what? They don't like confrontation. They don't. They're going to make the threat. And then when it comes down to doing the tango, they hang
Prince,
up the phone.
You're killing me here.
You know what? It's just as well. We're going to move on to this topic anyway. So, Jen, what's getting me and what
you're
I'm really
a bit
concerned
killer,
about.
Prince.
I'm totally concerned about this idea. You've got now businesses that are saying, in order to work here, you need vaccinations. You've got schools, many of them, that are now saying, if you want to go to school here or work at the school, you need your vaccinations. New York State passed a law. You want to go see a Yankee game or a Met game, you need your vaccination. So Joe Biden might tell everybody that, oh, we're not going to require vaccination passports. It's not going to be mandatory, even though right now I believe Michigan and Hawaii are both considering this. But what's the difference if the government doesn't tell you, but in order to fly, in order to go to school, in order to go to work, oh, you can have a choice. You either get your vaccination or you live in poverty and you can't go anywhere else. What kind of choice is that? This is the equivalent of mandatory vaccinations.
Yeah,
I think it's wrong.
You know what? The thing that got me in reading through some of the stories over the last several weeks is that Israel, of all places, has rolled out a vaccine passport scheme. Other countries are looking to track it. But Israel, of all people, you would think that their government would shy away from injecting their people with the, you know, mandatory injection of their people. It just doesn't feel right that Israel, of all places, would do that. And you brought up Joe Biden and our administration. don't think for a minute that they wouldn't be into mandatory vaccinations, because they floated the idea. They did this little trick in politics where they send somebody who's a member of the cabinet out to float the idea of vaccine passports to gauge public opinion and to gauge reaction. And they realized that this was a loser. Democrats and Republicans alike said, this doesn't feel right. This is not American. People need to have the power over their own bodies. My body, my choice. I think I remember that being chanted by groups of people. But when they heard that, they backed off of the threat of mandatory vaccines, but they're one step away. I see it here in California. There's a lot of pressure in my home state for people to get vaccines, for industries to mandate that people get vaccines. I don't know. It does not feel American to me, Grant, but at the same time, I'd rather have a business or an industry decide what's appropriate for them rather than a government decide that, because we make the argument as conservatives all the time that businesses have rights to make choices about the people that they serve. So if we are consistent about that, I think we have to support businesses who decide that this is the right path forward, as much as I hate it and it doesn't feel like an American thing.
All right, let me offer this up to you.
Please.
Because the same liberals that are offering up this nonsense, creating a separate class of people. I'm telling you what's going to happen is, if you have your vaccine passport, you will be considered by the left morally superior. You will be a better class of citizen because you got your vaccine. This is the same group created segregation, in many respects, slavery. This is creating a different class of people. And now if you don't have the vaccine, well, you can't come into my restaurant. You can't come to my baseball game. You can't work at my company. That is not appropriate. So you have the governor of, Idaho, comes out and says, I'm going to sign an order that says government agencies cannot require you to get a vaccine to work for the government. Okay, right. It's a good first step. I would like to see state legislatures come out and pass a law saying, if you're a private company, you cannot have a policy where you mandate vaccinations of your employees.
Okay, so here, I hear what you're saying, and I did not go to law school. I simply play a lawyer on the radio at my alma mater, Cal State University Northridge. You know how everybody likes to like talk about their right. Harvard education, public educated college system here. I think that there's a little bit of difference. I think that there is a constitutional issue with companies not hiring people with vaccines or mandating vaccines, because I think that's a discrimination issue. And I know you have a small business. So do I. In my business, I know we cannot discriminate based for any reason. There are rules that are already
so wouldn't part you be discriminating
of employment.
If you
that's
say,
what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't think that you're going to be able to require. I know companies are attempting to do that. But if there is someone with the wherewithal, the time, the money and the resources to fight this, I think that would be unconstitutional. I do think, however, serving customers. So if you don't want to serve someone who is unvaccinated, I do think we already have constitutional precedents. And I would go back to the baker in Colorado, the guy who didn't want to bake the wedding cake for the gay couple. There are other bakeries. You're supposed to go there. You don't have to force someone into doing something they don't want to do. I think constitutionally there's a precedent that you maybe not be able to take part in certain retail environments or concerts or venues because there's already that precedence on the books. Does that make sense?
It does. It's a very interesting point because there is the difference between serving and then mandating whether you work there or not. I just don't think the whole idea of it is a good road to go down in a free country. And beyond all of this, Jen, what we're doing here now is discussing it. I want to make this very clear. I'm not telling anybody not to get the vaccine. If you think it's the right thing for you, then go ahead and get the vaccine, right? And if you're in a high-risk category, I'd almost recommend it for you to get it. Mm-hmm. I'm personally, at this point, am not going to get the vaccine. But I'll tell you this. If it comes down to where I can't fly and I can't go see my Dallas Cowboys or I can't go into a venue or a restaurant because I don't – are they going to break me down and I'm going to get it? Maybe because I want to live my life.
Right.
But that's not a choice that I should have to face, which is what's so upsetting. And the media is now making us all out to be crazy for simply asking the question.
Well, if you watch what Big Pharma is doing, the big pharmaceutical companies, Pfizer and Moderna, and look, I really don't care if people get the vaccine or not. If you want to do it, that's your choice. If you don't want to do it, that's your choice. I feel like this is a personal decision for someone. What works for one person is not going to work for somebody else. I had COVID, so in full disclosure, I'm just kind of waiting. I'm letting my antibodies see if they just do the trick right now. I've heard a lot of people get really sick when they have the vaccine after they've had COVID, so I'm just holding off. But I'm not vehemently opposed to it. But
let me ask you this question.
We need to let people have their choices. And what's happening, because Big Pharma cannot advertise these vaccines. Have you noticed this, Grant? They've gone into influencers. They've gone to Hollywood. They've gone to celebrities. And they've paid those people money mm-hmm. to force the vaccine narrative down our throat. It's really interesting.
Did you see this Brian Stelter, this idiot on CNN, reliable sources, he's a media critic. He looks like Mr. Potato Head. So he goes on and they do this whole segment. They did a whole entire segment on how the media should be out there pushing the vaccine. Now, I have a master's in journalism, all right? It's mm-hmm. useless. I don't use it for anything. It was thankfully I got a fellowship to get it. I didn't have to pay for it. But even in the worst of journalism schools, they don't teach you to advocate for these things.
They sure don't. You're supposed to tell the story. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. That's it.
And that's not what they're doing, unfortunately. No. They're advocating. And so now we're in this position. So here's my question for you, okay, as we're coming up on a break. And I don't know we're going to take some phone calls when we come back. 833-33-GORKA, 833-46752 is the call-in line. I'm curious, you think there'll be a pop-up of doctors willing to say they gave you the vaccine but not really give you the vaccine? And then
schemers.
What good is a passport going to do anyway if that starts to happen? This black market. Yeah, I gave it to you. Wink, wink. All right. I'm Grant Stinchfield. That's Jennifer Horn. We're sitting in for Sebastian Gorka today. Pleasure to be along with you. We want to hear from you when we come back. Stick with us.
Let there be no doubt. Big tech and the far left have joined forces to purge America of conservative views. So why exactly are we choosing to give these big tech companies all of our personal data? The battle lines have been drawn. Big tech has made it clear which side they're on. Now is the time to take a stance. Protect your personal data from big tech with the VPN I trust for my online protection, ExpressVPN. See, every device, whether you're on the phone, laptop, or on TV, has a unique string of numbers called an IP address. When you search for stuff, watch videos, or even click a link, big tech companies can use that IP address to track all your activity and tie it back to you. When I use ExpressVPN, my connection gets rerouted through their secure encrypted servers, so these companies can't see my IP address at all. My internet activity becomes anonymized, and my network data is encrypted. And the best part is, you don't need to be tech savvy at all to use ExpressVPN. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies whose aim is to censor you and spy on you. Defend your rights and protect your internet activity with the VPN I use every day. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA. That's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Go now to expressvpn.com/GORKA and learn more. Let's get back to America First with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Thank you, Dr. G. Welcome back to America First. I'm Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka today with my friend Grant Stinchfield. Check us out on Twitter, at Seb Gorka, at Stinchfield1776, at Jennifer Horn. And joining us right now, Grant, I have to admit, I have like a news crush on our next guest. He knows. The last time he was on, I was guest hosting for Seb. I told John I'm a huge fan. John Solomon is here. He is an award-winning investigative journalist and founder of Just the News. It's a site that I use every single day, and I love it. Follow him at J Solomon Reports. John Solomon, welcome to America First. Thanks for being with us today.
It's great to join you guys. Lots to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. I know that's what I told you off the air. I look at your website, and I always get great tips because you do fantastic reporting. But there's just a lot of news today. And let's start with what you called Zuckbucks. Mark Zuckerberg, a group that is run by Zuckerberg, gave Detroit $7.4 million to dramatically expand the vote in a city key to Joe Biden's win. What did you uncover here? This is a big story today.
It is, and it's very important for people to understand. We've always talked about big donations that go to the political parties, to the candidates, mm-hmm. to political action committees, to 527 groups. This money bypassed that entire system, including the disclosure system for it, and it went directly to the election judges, the election administrators, the supposedly neutral people who are supposed to run elections in the cities and states in America. Big money. Now, we know $350 million went across the country. This is the first time we can figure out what Detroit got. Why? Because no one would make the numbers available to us. So we had to file a Freedom of Information Act request, wait the appropriate time, get the records. What do we find out? What was the money used for? To, as you said, dramatically expand the vote in the city. What does that mean? Get out the vote of Democratic voters in a blue city to help Joe Biden win. We turned the supposedly neutral election officials who run the elections into Detroit into Democrat, liberal, get out the vote activists in order for them to get this money. It's a remarkable thing. It's a remarkable corrupting influence of money. And it flew below the radar. If you didn't have a FOIA, you might not have known that Detroit got $7.4 million and what it was spent on. And I think that we're learning that COVID gave these liberal activist groups a license to go inject money into places that had never been injected before and to whip up the vote in cities that had underperformed in 2016. It's very important to note that Detroit, Green Bay, Madison, Milwaukee are all cities that underperformed in 2016 when Hillary Clinton won and when Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton lost those states and Donald Trump surprisingly won those states. Mark Zuckerberg and his money was designed to make sure those cities didn't let Democrats down a second time. That's what you learned from these documents.
John, we had done some reporting on this as well, and it's Grant from over at Newsmax.
Yeah, hey, Grant.
It's good to hear from you, buddy. It really is. And so it's not just Detroit. There are other cities out there as well. In large part, Mark Zuckerberg helped fund these Zuckerberg boxes that we call them, the drop boxes for mail-in
right.
ballots. And you hit the nail on the head, John. He basically turned local election offices into get-out-the-vote centers, and he enabled this mail-in ballot scheme, which is exactly what it was, to take off like wildfire, and I think in many respects cost President Trump the election. And it was that's why I call it a stolen election, because they changed laws, they changed policies without any input from the legislature. You got guys like Zuckerberg inserting so much money across the country in really these battleground states to flip this election. Correct, yeah. John?
You hit it on the head, Grant, right on the money. And, you take a look at the frequency of the Zuckerberg mobile ballot boxes, way more close in blue areas, way more distant in Republican areas. In other words, Democratic voters had a much better chance of finding an easier mobile voter box than a Trump voter did. Let's go to something that I don't think a lot of people have processed it, but it's remarkable. Another city that got money was mm-hmm. the city of Green Bay, a traditionally Democratic city in an otherwise red area of Wisconsin. In that city, we now have documents showing that the official city election coordinator and the county election coordinator, Brown County election coordinator, Green Bay City election coordinator, were cast aside. They were sidelined, and a liberal activist was given the keys to the vote counting center and said, you run the vote counting operation of these absentee ballots on election day. That's what these records that have shown. And you're right, they're in cities all across America. Almost all blue cities is where we've learned the big money went. But you actually see the people entrusted by their elected officials to run the election being cast aside and a liberal activist put in charge of the ballot counting. That's why we should be so concerned about this end run that was carried out in the last election.
Yeah, it should be concerning. In California, and this is what happened all over the place, but I live in Los Angeles, and John, what we found, and John Solomon is with us, check out Just the News. JustTheNews.com is a place to go to get Just the News. Imagine that. Some great reporting from John Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter, J Solomon Reports. But John, in California, there were a couple of assemblymen Kevin Kiley and James Gallagher, who sued and won over Governor Gavin Newsom for just changing election law without any input from or approval from the state legislature. Yep. We saw this around the country. So while we're talking about voting law, I want to talk to you about Georgia in a second. Are you seeing in your reporting any Republicans fighting back against this? Because this is how the election was turned. This is the difference maker for President Trump, and we got to get this right before 2022.
Republicans, particularly the RNC, were asleep at the switch going into 2020 when all these changes were made. But since then, there's been an extraordinary amount of activism. Arizona, Georgia have passed new laws. Arizona just last week passed a law. It signed into law. You can't have any more Zuckerberg money, private money going to election judges. Several cases have been successfully brought to court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that election laws were improperly changed by state administrators. Same thing in Michigan, same thing in Virginia. So there are some early legal victories and now some legislative victories, but a long way to go to lock the system down.
You know, John, it's interesting because we hear so much that, oh, the Georgia law was racist. Oh, this is racist laws that somehow is stopping black people from going and voting. I don't know how they get there, but they managed to get there. What's underreported is my belief and President Trump's belief is that the Georgia law did not go far enough. They still have these drop boxes. It didn't do away with all the drop boxes, John.
No, there are still some drop boxes, and there is some concern about the definition of what will constitute private money to election officials. So there may be some tightening up that needs to occur in Georgia. But listen, it's way better. The Georgia law, as it is now, is way better than what happened in 2020. The real question of racism, I think, when I talk to real people on the ground in Georgia, which I was doing today, actually talking to people on the ground in Atlanta and Georgia about this, there is a belief that there is some racism in this. It's the soft racism of low expectations, that somehow those elitists in the media and in the politics believe that black people don't have the same capability of getting an ID as a white person or a Hispanic person. It's silly. It's insulting to the people on the ground. And, you know, there are GAO studies that show there's not a significant difference between white, African-American, Asian, and Hispanic voters when it comes to who has access to IDs. And all these states make IDs free available anyway. Yeah. So it's a bogus argument, and the people on the ground know it.
Who do you know that doesn't have an ID? They are available to get. That's what people do. John Solomon, thank you so much for your reporting. JustTheNews.com is a place to go to follow John's work. And you can follow him on Twitter, J. Solomon Reports. Thanks so much, John. All right, as we continue, back to mandatory vaccines, your phone calls, 833-33-GORKA. Grant Stinchfield, Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka on America First.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
All right, folks, welcome back to the program. I'm Grant Stinchfield with Jennifer Horn this afternoon, both of us sitting in for Sebastian Gorka. It's so great to be along with you. We want to continue our conversation about this idea of mandatory vaccines. It really goes beyond vaccination passports. And I was talking earlier, Jen, about how Brian Stelter of CNN and so many in the media are trying to push this idea and even going so far as saying the media must be advocating that the public get vaccines. And so Stelter came out. He was mad at Fox News. I think it's cut seven, guys, if we can roll it.
Where are Tucker and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham? Where is Ainsley Earhart and Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade? Where are the biggest stars on Fox getting vaccinated? I get it's a personal choice. I get that's between, you know, the hosts and their healthcare provider. But everybody else is doing it, right, Matt? I mean, all across television, all these anchors are rolling up their sleeves. Why do you think we haven't seen the biggest stars on Fox News get vaccinated or show us their vaccine selfies?
Jen Horn, you want to answer the question?
Get up.
I think that's what Donald Trump needs to say to Brian Stelter. You know, look, this is the problem that we are seeing with the mainstream news media. They are a public relations branch for the Democrat Party. They are a public relations branch for progressives. They've become activists. I'm not trying to insinuate that vaccines are somehow Republican or Democrat, because I don't believe that. I believe that they are your choice. Don't look down upon someone for getting the vaccine. Don't look down on someone for not getting the vaccine. We have choice in this country, freedom to figure out what is best for us and for our health. And Brian Stelter is just proof that real news at CNN died years ago. Maybe went down with that plane crash, the Malaysian air crash. I think that was the last time they did any hard news, because they have turned into an activist wing that is trying to get out there and follow the great God Fauci, who again, Grant, moved the goalposts this weekend, saying it's not safe to dine indoors. Are you kidding me? They want to keep us under house arrest. That's the goal.
Not only is it not safe to dine indoors, but it's not safe to dine indoors if you've been vaccinated. He doesn't even want people vaccinated going out. But, you know, Stelter gave the dead giveaway, Jen, when he says, I get it's between your health provider and you. Well, if you get that, then why are you telling me to get a selfie getting the vaccination? Where are they, he says to his co-host, they should be out there pushing this. It's a giveaway that even he knows that
he's a moron. It is what it is. You know what? And if I have to turn on social media and see one more dork with their Band-Aid after their vaccine, there are some things you don't have to put on social media. I don't need to see your vaccine card. And by the way, if you're putting your vaccine card up there, people are stealing your information. Yep. And you'll probably be victimized by fraud.
Victimized. So, you will be victimized.
So just saying, you don't have to put it all out there. You know, there are certain limitations to social media. We don't need to see it on Instagram.
All right. Let's go to line two. Elliot in New York. What say you?
Yes, hi. I agree with what you have said. I mean, this vaccine passport. I mean, if the FDA does not approve these vaccines, how could another agency, like the Federal Aviation Administration, mandate that you have it on your passport? It doesn't make sense. I mean, I'm in the medical field, and I refuse to take the flu vaccine over the last 30 years. So they mandate us, if you don't want to take the vaccine, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Wear a mask during the flu season. And that's absolutely fine. But
it was that's the rule for them. I find it really hard to believe. I know that we're spending a lot of time talking about industries blocking people who don't have vaccines. Maybe I'll be surprised, unhappily, but I find it difficult that the entire airline industry would sign on to this. I believe in competition. I believe in capitalism. And you can't tell me that there's not one airline. Maybe it's Southwest. Maybe it's something that is not going to require a vaccine, unless you fly Spirit, which then you should be vaccinated fully before you get on Spirit Airlines.
Maybe we should start an airline. No vaccines required.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be some competition there. You know, in Orange County, right down the road from me in Los Angeles, they've launched a pilot program to test out digital COVID-19 passports. And health officials are encouraging people to participate so that they can have peace of mind in activities that involve interactions with other people, including travel, attractions, conferences, meetings, concerts, sports, school, and more. Isn't that scary?
It is.
And Orange County's conservative.
And all for an experimental vaccine. I'm still going to call it that. It has not been out long enough to see what the long-term effects are of it, if there's any. Now, if I had to bet on it, my guess is these vaccines are probably going to come out. They're safe, okay? President Trump made sure that he had the best minds ever working on these things. You know, if I got to put my money there, I'm going to think, okay, they're probably safe. But yet, you know what? I'm not willing to do that yet. I'm not risking it yet.
Right. And you know what? You shouldn't be penalized for it. That's for sure.
No. And especially shouldn't be penalized for asking questions, which is all we're doing. All right.
That's it.
I'm Grant Stinchfield. Jen Horn is with me as we fill in here on America First for Sebastian Gorka. 833-33-GORKA is the number to weigh in. Stick around.
Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com. Let's get back to America First with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Thank you, Dr. G. Don't forget to check out SebGorka.com. That's where you can get all things Gorka up and available for you right now, SebGorka.com. You found us on America First, Grant Stinchfield, Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. G, and we are taking your phone calls on this idea of a vaccine passport. Israel, of all places, rolling out the vaccine passport. The Biden administration toying with the idea until it was revealed, maybe it's not as popular as we think. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. Debbie in California, you're on America First with Jennifer and Grant. How are you?
Good. Hi, guys. It's nice to talk to you.
You too.
My question, regarding the HIPAA laws, how does that come into play with private businesses requesting medical information?
You know, I think it's a really good question.
It is, because I don't think it's actually all played out yet. You know, they can pass laws. Many of these states pass laws saying that, yes, companies can ask you for your proof of vaccinations. New York State has already done it. You can't go see a Yankee game without proving that you've been vaccinated. So in order for this to play out, it's going to have to go through the courts. Somebody's going to have to step up and sue and say this is unconstitutional. So as far as HIPAA law goes, I mean, clearly you're having to disclose your medical history. I've got a problem with that. But we will not know until the courts figure it out.
And there has to be some precedent. Debbie, thank you for the phone call. I think it's a really good question, one that needs to be answered. I know in California, most school kids, most everybody, even without exemptions, have to have the vaccinations to not necessarily a COVID vaccine, but vaccines in general to get into public school. So
that's
there
interesting,
is some
Jen.
Precedent. Yeah.
So California, so in Texas, where I live in Dallas, you can claim a religious exemption. You don't have to get the vaccinations. In California, is the socialist state of California, do you have to get vaccination no matter what?
It really tightened up. You used to be able to get an exemption for vaccines. And believe me, the doctors who would give them were in high demand. They were making a lot of money giving out those exemptions to kids, especially, you know, for people for religious reasons, whatever reasons, health reasons, that didn't want to get the vaccine. But it is almost impossible to get your kids into public school now without the vaccine. They've really tightened that up.
So consider that. If you feel so strongly about not giving your kid a vaccine, and believe me, I know many parents that feel strongly and you know, they make the decision. I'm not going to criticize them for that. The government's going to make you inject your kid with something that you think can harm them. You believe it, whether it can or can't, not up for debate, okay? But you as the parent think it can. The government is going to make you do that. That's what they're trying to do now for all citizens across America, really. Whether it's a government mandate or just the sheer fact that every business is going to require it, what's really the difference is whether you get to live your life the way you want to or not.
And they forced the parents. I mean, this is really where the homeschooling crowd really grew and expanded in California. Now there's a push towards school choice because of it, not only with the school shutdowns for the year of the pandemic, the year plus that school kids have been out of the classroom in California, but because of the vaccine requirements. That's really pushed people towards the idea of school choice, private education, and homeschooling. 833-33-GORKA is the number to call. Deborah in North Carolina on line 4. Hi, Deborah. You're on America
Hi.
First with Jen and Grant.
Hi. I don't want to be forced to get an injection that won't prevent me from getting, spreading, or getting COVID again. It's not FDA approved or animal tested. I'm supposed to trust these pharma companies who have harmed people in the past with their drugs and have had tens of thousands of lawsuits, and we can't even sue them now if we die or are adversely affected. I mean, I find this digital vaccine passport to be like China monitoring their people. They're going to know where we go, who we socialize with, and everything. This is just crazy.
Yeah, and this is a point that I made, Grant, about Israel. The fact that you're injecting people without their consent, you're forcing this on them so that they can live their lives. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel American, certainly. Thank you, Deborah, for the phone call. Brent in Los Angeles, line 2. Hi, Brent.
Hi, Jen of Arc and Gentleman Grant.
Hello.
It's
old Brent.
Hi. As a God-centered, Israel-loving Jew, I bless you for having the courage to criticize Israel's self-destructive and cowardly COVID policies. The vicious communist COVID con is 1,000 times more fatal to the survival of the Jewish nation than the actual COVID virus.
Brent, you never cease to amaze me. Every time the guy calls in, my head's spinning.
He's well prepared, isn't he?
He comes up
Thank
with
you,
this stuff.
Brent, for the call.
Oh, we always love
All right,
call.
Scott, California. Wow, Scott, are you say that you're going to get fired if you don't get the vaccine? Hi, Scott.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I work for one of the largest health plans in California, and we've got about 7,000 employees. We were informed.
Does it rhyme with Pfizer?
That if. Pardon me?
Does it rhyme with Pfizer?
No. That's the other health plan.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. It's maybe the color blue. I don't know.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Does it rhyme with
Anyways, they informed us that if we did not get the vaccine by the end of this year, we were fired. And,
wow.
You know, I'm waiting till the 11th hour to see what's going on with all of this. But, you know, it's I think we're headed down the road of eventually. I don't know if you've read that really, really old book that talks about a mark. So I think we're headed for chips or whatever at some point.
Scott, this disturbs me.
Tell me.
Are you in? Let me ask you this. I don't want to give away too much, obviously. I want to protect your job. But are you in a position where you see patients?
No.
Or are you administrative?
I see insurance brokers.
So you're in an administrative position and they're still threatening to take your job if you don't get a vaccine?
Well, I'm out in the public going into insurance agencies. I'm a rep for one of these carriers, and I think they're so afraid of me giving someone COVID that they're going to sue this multi-billion-dollar company.
But so maybe that's it. Why don't we change the law on that? Let's not say that people, if you get COVID at a grocery store or in your workplace, that you can sue your employer. Maybe that's the change that we need to make to give us all the freedom to decide what we want to do with our health and our
Jen,
lives.
Jen, let me tell you something. The most important law Congress could pass right now is an immunity law, making sure that businesses and employers are not subject to liability when it comes to this disease. It would open up this economy instantly.
I think that would be, maybe we've just hit on it. Maybe that's the solution. Scott, thanks so much for the phone call. Good luck with everything. Make sure to keep us posted. More of your phone calls and a big congratulations for Seb Gorka as America First continues.
You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Thanks for joining us on America First. I'm Jennifer Horn. Grant Stinchfield is here with me today. We are both in for Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and we thank you for hanging out with us today. And Grant, you are on Newsmax. You have Stinchfield, which is every single weekday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Want to remind people to check you out on Newsmax.
Yes, growing.
Absolutely just, right.
The whole thing has been a phenomenal experience of watching this network just explode onto the scene. And so we've got great news, and I'm sure Dr. Gorka has told his audience about it.
Yeah, well, if you didn't see it over the weekend.
His first show.
It was the debut, that's right, of the Gorka Reality Check. I watched. I set my DVR. I was so excited to see the premiere. It was absolutely fantastic. Grant, your review first. But if you missed it, let's take a listen. We'll give you a little sneak peek as to what you missed yesterday on the Gorka Reality Check, Audio Cut 11.
I ended up with the position of strategist to the President of the United States. And the remarkable thing is, it's such an American story. Here I am taking the oath of allegiance to the greatest nation on God's green earth. To be an immigrant, a person who chose this country and who just a few years earlier had become its citizen, to rise to serve the president only here, only in the United States of America.
Well, so he's going to have
congratulations.
Great success, and that's just a little taste of what you get with him. But look, everybody listening knows what you get with Dr. G. You get straight talk. You get stories you're not going to hear anyplace else, and you're getting an assessment of where our world and our country is headed that you're not going to get anywhere else either. And so it's why Newsmax, when I tell you how exciting it is to be part of a place like this, that has guys like Greg Kelly and Sean Spicer and Lindsey Keith. And you know, thank God, I'm just humbled to be in the same breath as these people. And then Dr. Gorka coming in and having a show on the weekend as well. I just think there's such big things ahead. People are pissed at Fox News, to put it bluntly. They really are.
They feel disappointed.
And it's one reason why they're coming here. And there's a reason to be here now. It's 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Yep, I was really proud of Dr. G. He nailed it. He talked about his experience as an immigrant coming to this country, going to work for the greatest president of my lifetime, President Donald Trump. And he talked about the future of the MAGA movement. It was pretty fantastic. And I know subsequent weeks will be as well. So make sure if you missed it this week, you've got one thing to do. You got to set those DVRs Sunday, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. on the East Coast for the Gorka Reality Check. Make sure you check that out. And Newsmax, and check out Stinchfield, too. Hello. Come on. Please. This is what we do around here.
Please. Well.
All right. More of your phone calls and the future. We'll jump off of Seb's topic, the future of the MAGA movement, as we continue into our third hour. Grant Stinchfield, Jennifer Horn, in for Dr. G on America First.